Eric, I'm trying to do an intro. God damn it. From Gray Man Media, this is Torian TJ Miles.
I'm Devin.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Nate. And this is Thoughts from the Mothership. Let's go.
Oh, wow. That Take, was.
What was that, like three?
That was beautiful. Ladies time. And gentlemen, we have TJ and Eric.
Oh, what yeah.
Oh, my God.
Keep
gosh.
In mind, viewers, we know we have talked about TJ quite a bit on this show, and we've not had a chance to get him on.
For years. For years. Years since we started. Years.
Yeah. Eons.
People have been, I mean, a generation.
Yeah, at
People
least.
Have been screaming at us, tweeting us, all nine followers. We're like, we need you to have TJ. When is TJ? Well, you're welcome. That's all I have to say.
Because it's here. Time, bitches.
He's fucking here.
He's
and,
here. He's real. Oh, he yeah. was not made up.
Yeah, I'm not a figment of y'all imagination. He's,
what can he say except the N-word?
Shut up.
No,
many
the sun
things.
And the coons in the sky.
Stop.
I thought we were trying not to get canceled no, today.
Yeah, you know, it'd on. Be dope if
Cancel
we could.
Cancel me, please.
That didn't work.
Well, we fucking tried.
You know, A for effort. But, gentlemen, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How you? What do you think about the set? Oh, my God, I failed as a set. Set. Go on, keep going. Keep talking.
I really enjoy it. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. There's a bunch of really, really Caucasian things in this room.
Are you gonna shit on my podcast as well, like Thomas did?
I'm not gonna shit on your podcast because I support my fellow black man.
Thank you.
So, no, I really rock with the set.
My
though.
Fellow.
Anyways,
Eric.
Redacted.
God damn it, Eric.
Fuck. Pull yourself together.
You know, every time you say that, we have to edit it.
What? TJ knows what I said.
It's not so a bad does the word. Everyone.
He, okay, he didn't say the hard N word.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid Death Mountain Water. Except that it's not, but boy, oh boy, could it
wait,
be.
Wait, hey, before you open that,
yep.
Bring it right up.
Oh, we're going to bring it here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Give it up. Give it up.
Are you ready for my commercial
that
voice?
That sounded crisp. Hold on. Let me get a little drink of this. I've heard about this Liquid Death now. They've been talking big game. This better be phenomenal.
God!
Ooh, that thing hit like a joint. I like that.
It's so clean.
This is the most refreshing beverage I think I've ever had.
What
Devin,
is?
Devin, I think I need you to tell me that. Tell me more about this Liquid Death bar.
Well, actually, Nate can read the advert, I believe.
Oh, as a matter of fact. So, when a group of teenagers set off into the mountains for a weekend of drinking regular water in plastic bottles, they become hunted by an aluminum can of mountain water that was dead set on murdering thirsts and recycling their souls.
Death.
Once cracked open, no thirst is safe from Liquid Death. After ritually dismembering its thirst victims, this brutal can of water used to sever body parts of dead thirsts to build itself a flesh suit, which is used as a disguise to get a job in marketing. But Liquid That's Death right. never took the job.
Okay!
It
yeah.
just murdered a bunch more thirsts instead.
What the fuck?
Death to plastic.
Hey, I'm with that. I'm a sustainability major. I'm really with that. No caps.
That's oh. right.
That's me hitting the mic like a motherfucker.
That's all right. That's all right. You good? You good? Here, we're just going to do this.
Damn.
Give yourself
I ain't going to hold you, though. To all the people at home, listen to me. Yo, Brown.
Let them know.
I have never had this water before.
Which kind of water?
This. Liquid Death. That's right.
That's that shit right there.
I have never had this before. I am thoroughly enjoying this product. Unfacetiously, this shit is good.
Eric, what do you think? You're like almost done with your can, aren't you?
Oh, well, I say, this liquid is quite delicious.
By all means, good man, continue.
Have you heard of this water called Liquid Death?
It's called what?
It's called Liquid Death, my good sir. And let me tell you something.
I'm going to try that again because he has a thank for it. It's called what?
I sent it right to Jehovah. It's quite delicious. When I drink this water, my piss comes out like a diamond.
That's the longest Liquid Death sponsorship.
If you don't get sponsored from this, I'm going to riot.
I need to get sponsored by rallies. Give me sponsored by rallies.
That's a different conversation.
He does want to be. He talks about it every time he's here. That and the doc. He does talk about the doc a lot.
I do. I won't mention it this episode Cheers. until like minute 59. And then it's like the end of the episode. Thanks for having it, doc.
Anyways. We're here, baby.
Yeah, man. This is real life.
This is for the South African viewers.
Eric, what part of that did you think was okay to say out loud? I'm just confused.
It's for my fucking blessing.
Eric, look me in my face.
Your shit together.
No more slurs.
No more. That wasn't a slur. It means dickhead in South
Africa. I'm not talking about that. You use the N-word, you big dummy.
I didn't use the N-word.
You just did.
You dummy.
You don't know anything.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate that input.
Damn.
Like, I get it. It's part of your language. It's colloquial. And we all friends here. We're among friends.
What the fuck does colloquial mean?
A for effort. Like, solid A for effort. It means in common jest. So,
in common jest?
Yeah. Yes. So, like, we say it in common jest. Like, I say suffer. I don't actually mean suffer. But I say suffer every day about a million times.
Damn, I got to apologize to my 2-year-old sister.
It's been, like, 3 minutes and you've already pulled the plastic off.
Houseway.
What is that, too? What the fuck?
Oh.
I'm so confused.
Well, obviously, it's a part of his chair. If you used your eyeballs and you looked.
Oh, I have glasses on. Shit, I forgot.
Oh, the whites at it again.
This day on our coverage of the whites.
Welcome to the Black Information Network. My name is Frederick Thompson, and I'm here to tell you about the whites today.
My name is Father Khan Ali III, and we're going to be talking about the whites today.
Shut up. Just stop talking.
Eric's got a new show coming out.
Oh, tell me about it, Eric. What's your show?
It's called The Baldcasters.
What's that about?
It's with me and this big that
he's not even black.
You don't know.
Hold up. Me and this big dude, the white person version of me.
Eric, if you say it one more time, I'm gonna choke you out.
Oh my god, that won't be the first time you almost murdered me.
Oh my, Eric almost beat you to death that day. I was ready to kill you. You crossed a line that you didn't even know was there. I almost slaughtered you. I've not been that close to fighting somebody since, well, this week, I guess.
What's up with Baldcasters? What's that show about?
Can we just describe what DJ looks like so they know how intimidating he is?
TJ?
Yeah, TJ is
If you guys want to see TJ, go follow us on Instagram. It's grayman_media.
Yeah. Ooh, I see you with the plug.
Okay. How tall are you, TJ? Okay.
I am 6'3", sir.
So imagine a 6'3" dude about to beat the shit out of a 5'10½ guy.
Eric, get in here. Get in the picture real quick.
I'm trying.
Stop saying, I'm going to beat you.
The N-word is gone from my vocabulary.
I don't believe that.
Me neither.
All right, cool.
How many more times do you think he's going to say it today?
Oh, boy. I'm not a gambling man, I am.
I'm going to start counting.
One time?
How many more N-words do you think Eric has in him?
How long have we been recording?
About like
15 minutes.
I'm going to say 4 to 5.
4 to 5. I'm going 7. I'm counting from this point on.
Okay,
I'm
but not listen, saying it anymore.
But listen, you
ball
don't.
Ballcasters?
Yeah, ballcasters.
Ballcasters.
Tell me about the ballcasters, Eric.
It's with you and Austin Evans.
Yep.
He has been on the show before.
He broke my record.
If you guys haven't listened, stop this episode right now. Press pause. Go listen to it.
I don't know what pressing pause.
Come back. Listen to the rest of this episode so you know what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Right.
So me and Austin are going to have a podcast called The Baldcasters.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Now tell us more about it.
What happens on Baldcasters?
What happens on Baldcasters is we talk about shit.
Whoa.
I know. Fucking. Just bring back that alcohol.
You don't get any more.
Yeah, you're cut off, Eric. Anyways, what kind of shit y'all be talking about?
We be talking about like sports, like comics, D&D, porn.
Yeah.
Whoa. Comics, porn.
Whoa. I like the latter.
That's crazy.
I like ladders, too.
Yeah, they help you reach
I'm
places.
A kind of a DeWalt guy myself, but I know Black and Decker got some decent ladders.
Wow. Step ladder. Step ladder. What are you doing?
That's the Home Depot talking. I'm sorry.
This man gave us a whole product review. You've been at the Home Depot too long. They have you, bro.
Listen, bro. I've only been there like 6 months, but I know so much more than I knew before I started work. I could put up drywall right now.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do that like 6 months ago.
You know how I learned how to do that?
How'd you do
it? Damn it, I did the Nate thing. I've been trying so hard not to
how
do it.
How did you learn how to put drywall?
I did. We're not going to talk about why I did it, but I did do some time volunteering for Habitat for Humanity.
Right. Because you a good man.
Yeah, it wasn't court ordered.
No.
It was
not Habitat for Humanity?
I have never met anybody as pure as my man Devin Gray. Man of God, Bible study every week.
Woo. This man took me to church while I was high off acid.
That's not true.
I want to go to a black church on acid.
Eric, no, you don't.
Imagine.
They'll know. There will be an old, it'd be an elder, be a mother Mary Jean, and she'll see you and know the devil's in you. Bring you up to the pulpit. Oh, it'll be bad.
I'd be like, yes, Jesus. Oh my God, Jesus, yes. Oh, this feels nice.
See, I don't do drugs because I'm a child of God, so I don't know.
That's right.
About that.
That's right.
I love drugs. Drugs are nice. Drugs are good for my system.
I got an image because I'm going to be Jess. So.
Devin, could you imagine if we said, let's try not to talk about religion because we don't want to strike any chords?
Yeah, it'd be crazy. I have one.
No one told me that.
Actually, Nate is in charge of running our Discord server.
Oh, wow.
And he's supposed to have the rules in there. What's the update on that?
You know, it'd be crazy.
You know,
did you know the rules?
I wasn't added to the Discord server.
I pushed it like at least 15 links.
Is that a rule?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Let's go through the rules.
Yeah, please. Because I don't want to violate any rules. This is y'all's space. I sent the
message. Wow. Thanks, babe. If only if I had my phone.
Can somebody add me to the Discord?
So some of the rules that we don't like to talk about is we don't really like to talk about family. That's really exclusive for me, Jess, and Nate.
I'm with that.
We don't like to talk about work. We don't like to talk about religion or politics.
I love you.
I love you too, Eric.
I've broken a lot of those rules already.
Hey, it's okay. Hey, you know what? This is a cut and draw. You know, we press record. We're here.
That's right. This is real life.
Also, just as a given rule, we know everyone's got different backgrounds, but we also try very promptly to keep racial slurs out.
Yeah, as a general rule.
I haven't said a slur yet since I said I wouldn't say it. Yeah, don't y'all feel fucking stupid.
Anyways.
Yeah, I feel stupid about not having all the information. Yeah.
What?
This man's drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm more intoxicated.
I feel like anything. You know what you might be?
I'm inebriated.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. I agree.
Thomas Farless is an honorable man.
Oh, he almost made me die off the liquid death.
Wait. So you guys were telling me a story earlier about why what happened at the what was it, the Big Dicks room?
The fat cock room.
There we go. That's
Bro, the fat cock room.
Tell the story. Know. I must.
So indeed. Okay. So here's the deal.
Paint the scene.
I'm in marching band. I'm a tuba player. Oh. Eric here is also a tuba player.
Yo!
If you have listened to the show, you would have heard about Thomas Farless Jr.
Could I pause real quick?
Yes, sir.
So is it a tuba or a sousaphone?
So here's the difference. Because I am a tuba player.
Look, he's so pissed right now.
I'll tell you. Here's the difference. Only white people care about the difference. That's it. And Eric, I guess, if that's a thing.
Yes, I do care.
Why? Why? Why would you waste time?
Why would I waste time? Because wasting time is one of the best times to use time.
I hate you so much.
It was sousaphone, though, right?
Correct. Sousaphone is what you wear on your body and march with. Tuba is what you sit down in the concert and play.
You want to actually sound nice on a tuba. Sousaphone, you want to...
Anyways, that's no one's going to know what that means unless they play music, but it's a good thing a lot of our friends play music.
The majority of our listeners don't, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say half at this point.
Yeah.
Listeners, I just want you to know that Grayman Media is one of the best things to ever happen to this
I'm telling you, here, world. Listen here, and I'm going to say this one time. I've been watching what you've been doing.
Thanks, man.
I've been watching, I've been listening, I've been clicking and liking and sharing.
Good looking.
So here's the deal. To all y'all people listening right now, my boy Dem is building something. My boy Nate building something. My boy Eric is building something. I ain't really doing nothing yet.
I'm trying to build.
They building and they laying the foundation. This is the groundwork. In 5 years, when y'all look back and see what that boy TJ was saying, I'm going to be right because this man going to do something. He going to have a little empire going.
Hey, listen, this is just real quick. Like, it's so important for everybody to understand. Like,
really, bro?
I just had the more mic. I was trying to be dramatic and shit, and it just sounded. I got a wake up, evil man.
Gray Man is trying to help build skyscrapers. We're not trying to tear it down.
Tell him.
That was one. I was quoting. That was a quote.
I'm winning right now.
Yeah, you are.
You're currently in the lead. If he says one more, I'm in the lead.
Listen. Don't prove them right.
I was trying. I was quoting a song, and I didn't expect it to count.
Prove me right.
Okay. It would be pretty refreshing to hear you not say the N-word anymore.
Yeah.
Almost as refreshing as...
Oh, my God. Could it be? Liquid Death Mountain. TJ, you and your brother have been the most perfect for plugging what I need.
Oh, like, I am nothing if not sponsorship.
So we were talking about the fat cocks room.
Fat cock room.
No, fat so cock.
I started to say that we're in marching bands again.
Yes.
So me,
Sousaphone,
Eric Lynam,
Skyscrapers,
Josh Mayfield,
and Thomas Farless
are in this room together on a marching band trip. It was a bowl game. So the band shows up to us. We're playing the halftime show and supporting our team. Get
this.
We end up getting room together. Eric, let me tell the damn story or I'm going to choke you out. All right, so we end up rooming together.
Okay.
And we made a group chat, and I named it the Fat Cock Room because all of us are pretty fat cock individuals. I don't know
You're hung like horses.
Exactly. Especially Thomas Farless. Let me tell you about Thomas
Farless. Nope, keep going.
Anyways, so yeah, we get in there, and Eric is the first in the room. And Eric jumps on the bed. It was like, yo, this bed is so soft. We could have mad WWE matches. And I just got off a long bus ride, so I was like, bet. But first, I got to pee. So I went, peed, washed my hands because I'm not a savage. Came outside and Eric was standing there. And I was like, what's up, Eric? And he was like, what's up, TJ? So then he ran up. So then I picked him up and slammed him on the bed. And the video cuts there. What the video doesn't show is his ass rolling on the floor and damn near breaking his neck because he's a fucking idiot and doesn't know how to act.
Oh,
that room, that weekend was a really good weekend. It was a good time with the boys. We played D&D. Thomas fell asleep in the middle of the D&D session.
Aw.
Somebody got gussed. Mississippi State never showed up, even though I invited them. I'm so upset about that. I wanted
getting
to be
gussed is probably cancel worthy.
Don't want to know about getting gussed.
So we'll move on.
Yes.
Do you want to know about that girl?
Yeah, tell me about the girl.
I'm going to sit back.
Okay.
TJ, I want you to provide as much commentary as possible.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
I'm going to act it out. I'm going to act out.
If only you had the fucking, what's it called? The football theme. It's like, play over. All right, listen here. Brett Favre is going to break down what happened.
I need you to be my Booger McFarland and break this down play by play. What happened, Eric?
All right, you see, Eric messed up by matching with this girl that is underneath 5'5". She is 5'4". And she decided to bang Eric, which was a bad decision on its own. Mm-hmm. If a girl's ever willing to bang Eric, it's a bad decision.
The standards have to be rock bottom, though.
Exactly. So what happened was he showed up, and she said, hey, come through my window.
And Eric, being the smart man he is, did not think that was a red flag. He went through the window.
I went through the window. What he should have done was come through the front door to see the sun, and that would have been a sign for him to run. All right, so after that, Eric was talking to her, and he was like, hey, all right, let's fuck. Mm-hmm. And so what I did, we got naked, and then she was like, I want the lights up. I like to fuck with the lights on. I don't know why. I'm a very egotistical bastard.
Egotistical,
yeah. I wasn't going to say nothing. I was going to say but yeah, you need to learn how the English language.
So after that, I get to work, blah, 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 and then, like, in the middle of
I get to work.
I go to town.
And in the middle of it, I'm like, yeah, this is fun. And then she's just like, you know that meme where they grab the kid by the face like that?
I know what you're talking about. That's a very obscure meme.
Yeah, she grabbed me by the face, and then she goes, in my face.
Bro, like, you got Sasuke'd.
Yes.
I got Sasuke'd.
At this point, she is Itachi Uchiha. And
I'm like, ew, what's going on? And she's like, okay, I can arch my back. I was like, all right, that makes it better. And so I'm like, fucking her from the back. And then she goes, yeah, I have a son. I'm like, yo, son?
Allow me to interject again. This is what I'm going to call red flag number two. Red flag number one.
Coming through the window.
Yeah. And he didn't think of anything.
Nope.
Red flag number two. Mid-coitus, she says, I am with...
Wait, was it for real? Was it mid-coitus? Eric. Like, real talk?
Real talk.
Were you like mid pump? And she was like, by the way, I got a kid.
Do y'all want it to be funny or do y'all want the truth?
No, be real.
Be real.
Because that's how, if that's not the truth, that's how it was told to me. So,
because that's fucked.
No, when did she tell you she had a son?
Well, you see what happened. If we're going to tell the honest story, it's not as funny.
I don't care.
Who cares? We want.
Well, then we already know the answer. We want to tell the answer.
It's really funny when she beats the shit out of you. So.
Oh, yeah. That's the funniest part. She told me before.
Cause
before,
so then allow me to replay. Red flag number two is pre-coitus, when the woman who has been talking to Eric has arranged a meeting, had him come in through the window, and before the coitus has even began, says, "I have a son.
I don't want you to wake him up, so just come in through the window." That's what she told me.
Oh my god! Wow.
Eric, you mean to tell me?
Yeah, I ignored that.
The reason you went through the window is so you didn't wake the little boy up.
Yeah.
And you still?
I fucked his mom. I can't wait to meet that kid. I can't wait to meet that kid later in the future. He's like, "Yo, it's Eric. He's so famous," and blah, blah, blah.
Bro, what you do is you tell him to listen to the Thoughts from the Mothership podcast episode.
Oh, yeah. An episode about 5 years ago, bro. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be great.
I love it.
Oh, God. Timestamp about 27 minutes. That story.
And so after that part, you know, she's like, when we're just cuddling and stuff, she's like, "Yeah, I have a crazy baby daddy." I'm like, "Okay, that's, you know, that's not that bad." She was like, "Yeah, he'll kill me, the man I'm fucking, and my son." I was like,
"Allow me to enter exhibit three into evidence of red flag number three." So far, Eric has
Your Honor, exhibit three.
Eric has engaged in the coitus post knowing there was a son and hopping in through the window like an intruder. And then is told that there is an ex-boyfriend who is willing to murder anyone who engages in the coitus with this woman.
Including his kid.
Assumedly the baby mother.
We need to know one thing.
What?
Why?
Was the baby daddy white?
That's a good question. Yeah, it was white because when
fucked.
I saw her.
You're so fucked.
When
you're,
I saw the kid. You're so
fucked. Is his name Kyle? Is his name Kyle?
It's crazy. His name was actually.
Oh, no!
All right, so ladies and gentlemen,
we were talking about Baldcasters. Unfortunately, that show's canceled. Eric died. Eric was brutally murdered.
But where was I at? I was talking about like how I was. Yeah. So she told me about her baby daddy while we were cuddling.
Drop like that. What the fuck?
You know.
Stop!
So, oh, shit, I fucked up.
So wait a minute. You saw the kid?
I saw
Did
the kid on her.
Did you introduce yourself? What the fuck, Eric?
Yes, I went up to the little kid, gave him some dab. I was like, "What's up, little man?"
He said, "What's up, son?"
Here, you can have this. You can play on my Switch. It's my Switch, but you can play on it for a little bit.
Did you whoop his ass on fucking, like, fucking.
No, I stole this from gummies, dog. I went into her fucking refrigerator and got some juicy juice.
Then after you owned him on fucking Mario Kart, you just went up to the little fucker. You're like, "I'm fucking your mom."
No, that beat me in 2K12.
That's two.
Damn it, two. Eric!
I'm winning.
That is two. I need you to say five more so I can.
But
can we just have a one long bleep? Say it.
Okay, so
I'm so sorry.
After we were cuddling and she told me about the crazy baby daddy, I was like, "Okay, cool." And then she was, I was like, "Oh, well, I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to go back to beating it up." So I go back to beating it up.
And this is what we're going to call round two sins.
All right, you ready? It's going to be funnier. So after I get done, I go, "Man, that was fun." I give her some dap.
Mm-hmm.
I grab the condom. Mm-hmm. I put it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then I grab the rag I used to wipe myself. Oh, that's not even the worst part. She was like,
"You skipped a big part of the story." Yeah,
she's rubbing my stomach where I came on myself because I had to jack myself off because nobody else can make me come. She's rubbing my stomach. And then she goes up to rub my face. And then she rubs my face with my condom.
Whoa!
And I'm like,
Whoa.
I'm like, "Yo, what's wrong with you?"
Whoa, chill out for a second. What? Hold on. Wait, you had your own fucking cum on your fucking face?
She rubbed it on me, bro.
I don't think you're in any position to assume something's wrong with her by this point.
Eric, I love you. You're my brother.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I was raised in a family.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. We live in a society looking
every
motherfucker.
Everyday person, bro. I'm an everyday
Shut
people.
The fuck up.
Speaking of everyday people.
that's not even the worst part. Do you know what happened after I got done?
What happened after you got done, Eric?
After you got a face full.
Eric Deshawn Lynam Jr. Please
I
tell me.
I pulled up my pants.
Look me in my face and tell me this.
Pulled up my pants, got my clothes. I was like, "All right, I'm heading out." It's been fun. All
right,
I'm
going to head out.
I pulled the light switch off. And I climbed out the window. I was like, "Where the fuck am I?" Because I took a lift there because I can't drive. She fucked a nigga that without a car.
That's
number three. She fucked a dude without a car. So I was like, "Damn, she has low standards." So I was walking all the way to
losing it.
So I walked all the way to the nearest stop sign, and I called Jay. You mean no Jay? I was like, "Jay,
this bitch beat me up. I need you to pick me up. He was like, you lost a fight?
Hang on.
You lost a UFC fight? I was like, yeah, bro. I got... She gave me a black eye and everything, dog.
So get this. Eric comes to Marching Man, was it the next day?
Yeah, with a big ass hickory.
Eric comes to Marching Man the next day, bruised and battered. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? And he tells me this story. Eric, how many times did she hit you?
Hang on. Please go into great detail about her hitting you.
Okay. So the first time she hit me.
Yep.
Was when she was grabbing my face and then she slapped me like. Yeah. And then the second time she hit me, I don't know how she was able to reach back there because she was 5'4". And I was like hitting it from the back. And then she goes, bah! Like, damn, lady. And then the other time she hit me, she was like holding my face and she was like kissing me. She was, and then she was like, I was like, why? What is the point of, do I have a hittable face?
Yes, you do have
a hittable face. Yeah, it's pretty punchable.
Oh my God. I was like, ow, that hurt. But I want a nut, and I never nut. It's always me making myself nut.
Didn't you? What was the original intention of grabbing the condom out of the trash can?
What?
So
did he skip something else?
No, I skipped a big part. I was fucking her raw for a hot minute.
I mean, yeah, we knew that.
I was fucking her raw for a hot minute, and I was like, man, I don't want a kid. So I just grabbed the condom out of the trash can. I was like, I got a second one. No, I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to. Grab this and just like, or just like, you cool with this? Was like, yeah. I was like, cool. You're cool peeps. I'm never talking to you again after this. So I pulled it over like it's like a cap on a marker and I started fucking her again. And then I throw it away. I was like, all right. And then I was like, wait a minute. I don't want another son. So I just grab it again. And then
my God.
Yeah. I lost the rag. So I'm pretty sure she didn't
fall. You lost the fight too.
Oh, yeah. I did. I'm coming back for round two soon. Wait till I get paid again.
Redacted. That whole story? Yeah. The last 10 minutes of the podcast, redacted.
You know, honestly, yeah, the whole thing.
We're going to get a...
Basically, this is what we're going to do. For Gray Man Media, I'm Devin. No, I'm just kidding.
What was a little difficult, huh?
What was the thing I was trying to talk to about? And he was like, save it for the actual episode.
How we talked about that? Using the force to choke yourself during sex.
So here's a question. Palpatine is in his room.
Uh-huh.
And he's just chilling.
Imagine. Close your eyes and imagine.
Close your eyes.
He's like, I am finally alone. Time to do it. And he force chokes him. So he's like, and he's like stroking it. And then Anakin walks in. I have caught the rebel. Oh my God.
So then that raised the question. Eric had this joke. And then that raised the question. What kind of inventive ways could you use the force to masturbate?
Oh my God.
And I had a lot of ideas. Eric had a lot of ideas.
Of course. Of course.
But I want to know your opinion. What's the craziest way you would masturbate with the force?
Listen, man, I'm going to leave it to the experts. Sounds like you and Eric have a pretty good understanding of this topic.
Nate, hit me with it.
Yeah, Nate.
Come on, Nate.
You have the force.
Oh, he's got an idea.
I see that face. Tell me.
I'm upset.
Say the words, Nathan.
I'm going to force...
I mean, you just massage the prostate, right? That's the first step.
I'm going to look
That's
at my...
That's what I said.
This is what's going to happen. I'm going to have my girl sitting on the bed. Hey, I'm going to force drain the life out of her.
You've got instant erection with the electricity.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. You can force lightning on your nut.
Yeah, force lightning on the nut. Just straight up.
Imagine.
That's something.
Yeah. Fuck Viagra.
You know what? He said that. That was something he
your
said.
Force that choking. Came out of your mouth. And it's going to be on the internet forever.
What did Darth Vader say that your lack of faith is?
Find your lack of faith disturbing.
That's my
favorite. You're like force choking. I fact your... I find...
Take two.
I find your lack of strength disturbing. And then you're just like choking the shit. It's purple now.
Oh my God. Eric, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about some horrible thing.
That's choking the chicken. That's a whole new level.
All right, so who's played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas?
I have played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Very briefly.
To nausea. All right.
Very briefly. So you know that one part of the mission where you're...
Probably not.
You go to Las Venturas and she's like super kinky.
Yes.
I was like, man, I'm just going to kill her. I'm I'm just going to kill her. That's too much
you
work.
You know that one part of the game? Yeah.
I just can't. I can't get tortured. I can't hear TJ getting tortured. Yeah.
It is.
Noted.
You like sparkling water?
It's like having Jesus piss in your mouth. It's the best thing ever.
There will be another ad read is what that means.
Oh, did I tell you about Anchor?
Hey, my good friend.
Where's the guitar?
I can
for
read
free? It's for free. For free. You've even
Okay, hold on. You gotta tell people what we're talking about.
All right, if you guys don't know, because we talked about it at nausea on the show, Eric does have his own show. It's called Everyday People.
First of all, go check it out. Great.
Please go listen. And furthermore, really go listen to it now because Gray Man Media sponsors Everyday People.
Tell them.
And the audio quality, whoo boy, if you heard it any of the previous episodes, they were better. Dog shit. So.
Wow. Thanks, Devin.
No, really good content, though. He's really good. He literally, like, sometimes he'll sit down with somebody who's never even met and he'll interview with them. It's insane how good Eric is at doing these things. Mm-hmm. It's always interesting. It's always good. Go give it a listen on Spotify. But the reason we're talking about it is Eric recorded. He sold out immediately. Anchor was like, yo, do you want to make money? He was like, absolutely.
Absolutely. I was like, wait a minute. All I have to do is read this? Oh, hell yeah.
$10 per 1,000 plays? Yes, sir. And I will take that. And he did it. And he recorded the, was it the first one or the second one? The second ad.
It's the first.
The first ad. So the first and only ad he recorded with TJ. Because
It was in my basement.
Based on the way it sounds, completely ad-libbed. Basically, Anchor sent him like a couple little quotes and was like, make sure you say this, and then everything else.
That's exactly what it was. Hilarious?
What?
We practiced it 4 times before we recorded it.
Oh, my God.
I told him exactly what
Were
I was going to say.
Were you drunk?
No. I told him exactly what I was going to say. I told him I was going to be playing the guitar. I was going to stop, and I was going to be like, oh, please, Eric. And I was like, I gave him a script.
Oh, my God.
We had rehearsal. And he still sounded like that.
That's my favorite part.
It's golden.
It's sublime.
It's a really good glimpse into Eric's personality.
It really is.
Like, as a person.
Everything about it, it makes me so happy. Every time I hear it, I'm like... I honestly look forward to the ad read.
And that's really saying something.
Like, it is, because most people, they're like, oh my God, you put an ad read in a podcast? Like there's commercials in everything that you consume on the internet. Correct. But for some reason on podcasts, somebody hears a fucking commercial, they're like, what?
It is kind of weird.
What did you just say?
Any other curated form?
They don't
of media.
Like that shit. They it's don't. Weird. They don't.
But you know, who gives a damn?
Yeah, I don't give a damn. Like we're not doing ads right now, so you guys just get to listen to our bullshit ads.
However,
about
if we
Death.
Were to get sponsored, I know.
Let me see that refreshment.
That'd be a pretty solid sponsor. Feel free
By the
to
way,
hit
guys,
us up.
I don't know if you know.
Yo,
but,
that's gas.
Oh. Yeah, swear to God.
We've never talked about it on the show. All of the equipment we're using comes from Sweetwater.com.
Tell them.
Okay.
They're incredible. They're a company up in Indiana.
Oh, damn.
I know. Guys, chill out, because I don't like Indiana either. But.
Oh, my God, Evan. Oh, my God. It blew my fucking mind. Oh, shit. Indiana, you know, the motherfuckers with the corn. Are you serious?
You talking about Mike Pence? You talking about Mike Pence?
Yo, no. Oh, my God.
The export is corn and depression. That's all
they
have.
Even the motherfuckers that had Larry Bird. Shit.
Oh gosh!
Oh, yeah, no, no. They've been really great though. They're the reason outside of Eric that the show exists. So, big shout out to them. I'm currently wearing their merch.
Yeah,
you can't see it right now because fuck you. This show isn't on video
and put it on Instagram.
No, we're not because fuck you. No, whoever's listening, no,
this is for Sweetwater. It's what this.
Oh, it's for Sweetwater, right?
It's not for
okay.
You. We're gonna take a picture and put it on Instagram.
Look at the Buddha belly. Buddha belly. Get the Buddha belly.
What's the Instagram? Check us out at
Grayman_media. In fact, you can find all of our content.
Important question. Grayman. Important question for everybody here.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite?
I love it.
Who's your favorite henchman ever?
Oh, Thumb Thumbs.
You mean Austin? Yo! Yo! Whoa! I can't even front of my voice. I look like a thumb thumb dipping chocolate. I can't even.
Nope, that's not getting away.
You mean Austin?
You're not getting away with that. You're not getting away with that at all. Keep talking. Who else has answers?
Oh, shit.
Who else has answers?
I got to tell you.
Best henchman of all time. And this is a real answer.
Yeah.
Odd Job from fucking GoldenEye. With the hat? Are you kidding me? He threw a hat and cut off a statue's head. Little TJ was like, yo!
My boy.
Get one of them?
My boy Krunk.
Krunk is a good henchman. That's a good henchman right there. Is that your Krunk impersonation? You can leave now.
He's the same person that does pee.
It's all coming together.
Wait a minute. Do that one more time.
When my new assistant just started working at the job that I work at, she immediately said, "You sound like Kronk." And I had never heard anybody say that about me, but I was like, sure, whatever you say, bro. Oh, goodness. It's all coming together.
That's funny, dog.
She loves that shit.
So, all right. Here's the shit. Here's the dilemma.
Wait, what was your favorite henchman?
Odd Job.
Odd Job?
So GoldenEye, the James Bond movie, he's the one that could throw the hat, and it's like a bladed hat.
Oh, he's Kung Lao.
Yeah. In the game, it's in the GoldenEye game on Nintendo 64, if you pick Odd Job, you're a fucking cheater because he's shorter than the rest of the characters, so you can't headshot him. You have to like make the character aim down instead of auto headshotting.
He's got the hat.
Bro, he's short.
Why did you do
so the game made his model shorter.
Oh, that's fucked up.
And like, so the hitboxes were fucked. His hitbox is smaller than everybody else's. So you're the worst player at the table if you pick Odd Job.
Why did you do that?
Wait. So what was yours?
From PS2
I didn't have an answer.
PS2, that's N64. Nope.
So Nate, what was your answer?
Nate, your answer was?
Get through it because we have to call somebody.
Oh, yeah. Did you not call him yet?
No, we're about
Nathaniel, what's your answer? Answer the fucking question. Jesus Christ.
I'd also have to say Kronk.
Kronk is a good one.
Cool. He's really fucking good fun. Shit. It's funny.
Good shit.
I think we have good a guest shit. Appearance coming in.
This isn't unplanned.
Let me do it since I said it.
Hold on. Yes, you will. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. Austin Evans, also a co-host of Baldcasters. Austin, what's up?
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, brother. Hey, we were just talking about.
So I said you look like thumb thumbs. And I apologize because.
No, the fuck you don't.
Like, what?
No, shut up. Okay, everybody, shut up.
I'm being quiet.
I muted everybody but me.
Still talk loudly.
Eric asked the question, who's your favorite henchman? And I immediately said thumb thumbs, to which Eric replied,
you mean Austin?
To which the room erupted in laughter.
Wait, what? I said, don't come at me with all that damn noise. Over here, look like a fucking kneecap. That's
I would like to say that that's my joke.
Judge kneecap. Can I tell? Did I talk about that on here?
The judge thing, the mock trial we had.
No. The kneecap. Yeah, sure. Where the kneecap came from?
Oh, from that night at Denny's.
Austin, yeah. I want you to be here for that, so I can tell the story.
Eric, please tell the story.
Well, I mean, I can't be there right now.
You're here in spirit.
Austin, I love you.
Austin, I don't love you.
Austin Evans. Austin Evans. Yes, it is. Austin Evans also.
Since when do you call me Torian? You only call me Torian when you're trying to prove a point, you fucker.
Well, I mean, that should tell you all you need to know.
All right, so we were at Denny's.
Correct.
And so Denny's for Eric is showtime. It's when I decide to be the most ridiculous person I can possibly be.
The most ignorant.
Yep. Ignorant. Exactly right, Austin.
So me, Austin, TJ
and
other people that we don't know.
Thomas.
Okay. Jayla.
And other people that we
and
don't
other
know.
People we
and
don't
other
know.
People we know. We were chilling. And then this black waiter comes up and he's like, "How can I get your order? All right, what are you getting?" I was like, "I'm getting this, and some shrimp." She was like, "Oh, some shrimp? okay.
And then he looks at Thomas. Thomas is like, yeah, I'll pay for him. He's like, he's not going to pay you back. I was like, oh, my God.
So the waiter comes up, and Eric tries to order steak and lobster tail is what he does at a Denny's. And
the waiter's trying to get surf and turf?
No, get this. The waiter's like, oh, how you want it cooked? Because he's playing along. He's a cool dude. And then Thomas is like, he's like, how am I splitting up the checks? So Thomas is paying for Eric because he was a broke bitch at this point in time.
No, Thomas ate my fucking food.
All right, let's get through the story. Austin is a very important individual. He's busy doing baldcasters. He's promoting.
You're right. He's out here.
Well, let's
keep telling the story, Eric. I'm sorry.
So after
I forgot your name for a second.
After
I had Austin on the brain, I'm sorry.
After he takes all our orders, I was like, he comes back. I was like, all right, guys, I'm gonna break him because I usually break all the waiters we get.
Sure.
They fold easily. They come back, and then I see the waiter, and I was like, "Yo, do I look like Kobe's kneecap after his knee replacement surgery?" He's like, "I wasn't gonna say it," but yeah.
So Eric, I would like to give you a sequel to the story.
Yeah,
we went to before our friend, a mutual friend of ours, to our ACL. She had to go back up to Chicago to get a surgery.
Okay.
Yeah.
We went there with her. It was me, my girlfriend, another friend, and his girlfriend, and this chick. And the waiter, that same waiter at this Denny's, comes up and said, "Where's Eric at? I miss his dusty kneecap having sex." When I tell you I fell out of my chair laughing, dog, I couldn't breathe.
Oh, my God.
What was the...
Real quick, though, we're going to let Austin go. Austin, tell the people the new show that's coming out that they should listen to.
Yeah, so myself and Eric have recently... recorded the pilot episode for our new podcast, The Baldcasters.
Both of us
being bald bitches. So be on the lookout for that, and definitely sign our petition to get that promoted through Grayman Media. Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, real quick, one more thing. Motherfucker, I was gonna ask him what his favorite water is.
I don't know about him, but I can tell you my favorite water is.
Yes!
Harvested from the tears of Jesus Christ himself.
Jesus was on the cross and he was crying, and I was like, "All right, get the sponge, boys."
God bless. This is, you know what, Nate, real quick, you've said next to nothing on this episode.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Nate just joined us. My bad, guys.
I love you. When TJ said it, Nate laughed. When Eric said it, Nate was like, "I'm going to throw you off that chair."
For the second time.
No one knows that.
It's because I'm funnier than Eric.
And you look better.
Also true. Damn.
I like how you're trying to say stuff to convince yourself the truth, but man.
Eric, everybody knows I'm funnier than you. Just because you do stand-up doesn't mean anything.
God damn.
Attacked.
Yo, it's so shady over here, bro.
Eric, I'm just kidding. Eric is a fantastic
comedian. No, he's a very, very funny guy. I will say...
I don't compare myself to others because there's no point because everybody's is equally as important to me.
And that's facts.
Amen.
Right there. Hey, that's
God damn. What a wholesome motherfucker this guy.
I don't like to come after people except for Devin because when I come after Devin.
Right, yeah, okay, let's move on because, you're a fucking, guy.
Anyway.
All right, the gun's loaded. Get ready.
I love you, bro. Love you.
But not as much as I love this.
I'm inebriated.
He was pouring a drink. I was going to give... He loves Eric, but not as much as I love...
I'm inebriated.
No, wait. I'm sorry. Wait, let me fucking finish my thought.
Yes,
before
please.
You two take it off the rails again. Nate, you said next to nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to comment on something.
Yeah. All right.
Every episode since we've started having guests.
Yeah. Years ago.
About what? 10, 12 years ago?
When it was
in the year 1997.
A generation.
I think we started in 1982.
Yeah.
That was the year me and Bobby Caldwell went down on 41st Street.
Bobby
Caldwell. He showed me 6 ounces of crack rock the other day.
Man, let me tell you about me. It was me, Bobby Caldwell, and Willie Mae. We was on 41st and Jefferson.
Oh, that was near me and
Hey, son, you want to go play catch?
Hold on, listen to this. So it was me, Billy May, uh-huh, and Bobby Caldwell.
Okay. This is only proving the point I'm trying to make.
And this is what happened.
Okay.
Right? we was down there riding. You know, I had my Oldsmobile with me. Cool Mo D was on the radio. He said, a hip, you know how it goes. Uh-huh. And you know, me and Bobby Caldwell and Billy May, we cut up. So we seen some fine hoochie mamas on the corner. I pulled the whip over. I said, honey, I can be your huckabuck tonight. And that's how I met your grandmother.
I'll give you this, TJ.
So
the punchline was so worth it.
If I go piss right now.
Yeah, we'll have to take an intermission.
And don't take an intermission.
We're going to take an intermission, but first I need to complete my thought. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not going to say another word.
Shut the fuck up.
Zip.
Listen, y'all just proved my point even more.
I peed myself a little.
So, surprising no one, Eric has pissed himself once again on the show.
What?
Nate, for years since we started the show, I've said it ever since we started having guests.
Since the Big Bang,
this show is in a new. It's we're in new territory, uncharted territory.
Yeah,
and I've said it every show for the last couple of years. This though, and I know I said it last week and the week before. This show is in uncharted territory.
You do a little hostile takeover and talk about each one of you while I love every. Both, all three of y'all, real quick.
I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna say both, and then you were gonna shit on me because that's usually what you do.
No, I just want to talk about all three of y'all real quick. How y'all influenced me real quick.
Start with Nate. Yeah, he needs it.
All right,
he's Nate, got the pumpkin head on.
Just
right
as
now.
Much as he needs some fresh hot.
Oh, hot! It's like, hold up,
brew your tea with this shit.
This is warm and it still tastes pretty fire.
I can't eat my ramen noodles with regular old Kentucky water. I gotta have
Eric, that's screaming. Hey, Eric, shut the fuck up.
wow, I was trying to talk about how I love y'all.
You helped me, you know, suck cock. In the walk-in.
I was about to say, I hate you so much. I was about to say, open my sexuality.
You helped me focus on, like...
He's struggling, man. He doesn't love you that much.
I am.
I'm going to go borrow.
You helped me focus stuff on the task I needed to do. Because... My hoes are texting me.
Is it the bitch that beat you up?
Yeah, bro. Oh, she's whoa.
She's blowing.
She's about to beat my ass.
She's blowing you up so she can beat your ass up. She's like, yo, I need a punching bag.
Come here, boy.
I need to work.
Get over here.
I need my. It's Ronda Rousey.
Oh my god.
You helped me focus on like the stuff I need that is down to earth, as one would say. You keep me
by the
focused.
Way, ladies and gentlemen, Down to Earth's coming back, season two. Good looking, Eric.
The plugs in this episode have been
You help me focus.
Grayman Media _
and
Grayman_media
on Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, I'll feel love someday. I promise.
And there we go.
I appreciate you, and I'm very thankful.
Hey,
that
you
I
know
got
what, Nate? I
life.
Fucking love you too, dog. You won. You won.
This isn't the Devin loves person hour. This is the Eric.
The Eric loves person.
Jesus, give me a second.
Fuck.
All right, TJ, you...
Don't talk to me. Go for it, dog.
You're one of my favorite people that I've ever met because you're one of the only people willing to, like, tell me what is real and, like, keep it 100.
Like gravity?
Me. When I slap you in the forehead with my balls...
It's going to be so
I want you to understand that I love you.
To tell me how much he loves me.
TJ, back to you. I appreciate you because you're one of the only people that I've, like, gone back and forth. You're a real one. And I'm very glad that I've met you. And
one of the I paid him so hard.
And thank you so much for all that you do and all the little things that you try.
Damn, DJ. Wow.
Devin.
Wow.
You're my favorite person I've ever worked for in my entire life. You're one of the few people
that
I've
actually... Damn, I beat out Kroger?
You beat out Josh from Kroger.
Damn. Look, I beat Kroger.
My man's up here.
You let's go.
It's fucking game time, baby. Let's get it.
You're the only boss that I have ever genuinely felt like that I actually have to try hard for.
Wow.
That I want to, like, I don't really care if I got somebody else fired, but if you, I always follow every rule and regulation I've ever done in my life. I threw a paper towel at a customer when I worked at Kroger. I didn't give a fuck. But for you, I will move hell and
hate.
You know in heaven for
thanks
you.
Thanks for being a decent human being for me.
I try my hardest.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I don't like to try hard at all. It's one of my least favorite things to do.
God damn it, Eric. I'm trying real hard to be a dick to you, but you're too nice. Like, you can't do
People
this.
Think I'm fucking, like, a lazy and mean all the time, but I just don't
no
like...
One I do you're think mean. You're a mean. I do think you are a mean.
You're
lazy.
What you do, you add the TJ and the Thomas, and you divide it by two, and then and you get the mean. So that's me.
That's the average.
That's what mean means, bro.
I'm just fucking with you. I don't even know if that's the right shit. I failed math my freshman year of college.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Mathematics with the Gray Man Media.
Speaking of math, I got some simple math for you.
Okay.
First, plus equals satisfaction.
No, it equals murder.
Wait, it's been just us talking so far. Let's get some more from TJ. TJ, do you have a funny story about each one of us?
I got plenty of funny stories, dog.
I'll start with Devin.
Oh, there's just no way. Like, all of our shit's happened at work. And
yeah,
like,
it's all it's, work it's stories.
Okay, I'll give one. I'll give you one.
Give me one, yeah.
Yeah. When we took Eric's phone.
Holy fuck!
Bro, how many people were there that day?
Like five or six
okay, so
people.
It was
me, Josh.
Josh, Stefan, mm-hmm. you, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So five
and
of us.
Eric.
And Eric.
Obviously.
The so, mark. So here's what happened. I took Eric's phone first, and I gave it to Josh. And Josh said, bet, and took it to the back of the store and put it in his backpack. Stefan, unbeknownst to us, took it out of Josh's backpack. And this was like, and Eric was losing it.
Yeah.
At this point, he's like, upset. Where is my phone?
Where is my phone? But the thing is about Eric is he's so fucking forgetful. You can plausible deniability works.
We played hot potato with this boy for 20 minutes with zero communication.
No, it was like almost an hour.
Like, I would walk past Devin and just slide him the phone, and then he would walk to Josh and give it to him. And we just passed it around. At one point, Eric took my phone and called his phone, which was in my pocket. And it was ringing.
No, the best was when Josh took Eric's phone and put it in Josh's phone case.
Yes.
And made Eric and take a selfie.
We took Eric's phone out of its case and put it in Josh's case and took selfies of all of us on Eric's phone.
I still have the pictures.
And then what did we do? We put it in the tip bowl? Or what was it?
The business card bowl. The fish bowl.
And then we just set it there for like 20 minutes until you found it. Oh my God, that was good.
I couldn't understand what the fuck.
You know what? And it was great because me and Nate actually left. We went to go to the corner store. And it's not like it was a quick corner store run. It was like we went to the corner store. We were smoking a cigarette on the way there. We talked for a minute. Went in. We kind of bullshitted with the guy at the corner store. We're walking back. We're smoking a cigarette. We come back, the phone is still in the fishbowl, and like 30 seconds after me and Nate walk in, Eric just looks up and he sees it in the phone, and like everybody on staff was on the fucking floor, losing their mind.
My favorite part about that is so just mad. As soon as Stefan came to the back and slid it to me while I was sitting in the office, immediately following behind him was Eric. So as quickly as I could, I opened the safe, threw it in, and locked the bitch.
You bastards!
That's when I had to come to Nate. I was like, that's so unfair. It's like, I had
to get it somewhere. Yeah, he wouldn't look.
Right, but you had to take it out because it was like...
Because he couldn't get in the safe.
No matter, even if he ruled out everything, it was like he couldn't get in even if he wanted to.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that was top shit. That was
pretty good.
I mean... I don't think I've ever seen Stefan laugh that hard.
Devin, I remember the first time I told you a Bobby Caldwell story, you looked at me.
I did lose it.
You lost your mind.
Because I couldn't. I was
or I said, God. You didn't know what
And I started to record you, and I, now don't you dare.
Yeah. Now let's talk about that for a fucking second.
Okay.
We're in the middle. It is early March. Yeah. Like everything
we're
had.
Right in the middle of
everything
what's
had
going on
just
in the
started
we
going
we
down.
Situation.
Yeah, everything had just started
God
going
knows.
Down. It
All
was
I know
so
is
crazy.
Home Depot knows about the situation.
All I know is.
I'm inebriated.
I know.
But no, like just. We were there. It was
March.
Me. Yeah, it was March. It was us three. There was someone else there.
Pandemic!
Please tell the best story.
No, this is a moment. We're going to revel in this. Look, it's contagious.
This one? Yeah. Okay, cool. Noted.
Fuck, it's contagious. Eric's got it now.
contagious, almost like the mesmerizing flavor of.
What a plug. What a fucking plug. Jesse, help.
The chocolate is melting in my mouth.
What?
I hate Hershey Kiss. Why are we joking and shit? And now it's just melted and I can't.
Oh no.
I need a shot. I can't, because
no,
I can't.
No, you don't.
Holy shit. Yo, that was a callback from like 40 seconds ago.
I'm glad you're entertained.
Oh, holy hell. Wow.
Would you say you're satisfied?
I honestly, I've never been so high in my life. That was so funny.
I can't.
He's crying.
The only thing
that
is
crying,
Eric is actually crying.
For the record, Devin is crying, Eric is crying, Nate is confused, and I'm the only sober one here. And I'm sober thanks to the refreshing taste of.
Absolutely, we.
Nate's sober also. He's underage, so he's sober.
That's also, yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Holy fuck, my guy! Let me see your tears.
No. Eric is a real deal crying.
Right, I'm good now.
We're cool. We're back together.
That was Nate. That was so fucking funny. I'm gonna listen back to this in edit, and then I'm gonna listen to it when I release it, and I'm gonna lose it again. I just know it.
Eric is still crying.
He's broken.
Hey, Eric, look at me real quick.
I can't even. You know what? I can. I just can't on.
Hey, can you talk into the mic?
It's like Thomas. It's like, I could stop it, but I really don't want to.
Eric, how you feeling? Is this a good time? You having a good time?
Mm. Yeah.
Boy, your head is so small in comparison to that hat.
Little-headed bastard. Yo.
Mush mouth.
Shut up, Georgie.
Oh, God. You ever seen Men in Black 2? You know when they shoot the dude's head off and it's regrowing?
He's a bald Tidian.
Like, you look like your head stopped regrowing halfway through.
All right. So it was March.
I forgot. That's the story we were telling.
It was March. It was So Nate was also wearing Chuck Taylors. Alright, look, it was March. All right,
I'm not even allowed to tell this story anymore. Shut the fuck up. We're moving on. There's nowhere in the world I can tell this story anymore. We're moving the fuck on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Guys, you guys got out of control. Are we back in composure?
I have not done anything.
especially Nate and TJ, you guys got way out of control.
Yeah, you're right. Nate, get it together, Nate.
I'm a fucking failure.
Me and Eric were stoic, and we did.
I need to stop. I need to stop, man. I'm going to fucking.
Eric.
No,
stop.
No, okay, Eric, we have to
do it.
We have at least 20 more minutes. You
stop.
Can't.
I can't.
No.
I
need yeah. just, I need no, 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 none of that.
I'm breathing.
Yes, you are.
Well, thank
Deep
God.
Breath, Eric. Thank God.
You better be.
I remember when we were walking outside of Papa John's Stadium.
Whoa, stop,
and
stop,
I was just like,
stop.
I was looking at the dudes in the car. I was like, hey, is my hairline bad? He was like, yeah, what is it?
Okay, hold on. Let me tell that in a cohesive way.
Well, okay. Can you please explain
so this
that
is, it's game
a
day.
Decibel normal people listen to?
It's game day at Cardinal Stadium. Okay, so it's game day at Cardinal Stadium. Right, me and right, Eric are roasting each other, as we do.
Normal.
And
normal.
I said he had a hairline that looked like he had a mortgage and two kids.
And then I said,
his head looks like the Xenomorph alien from the movie Alien. So then, we're standing by the road. These two brothers pull up and they stop at the stoplight.
Call 911. No, please.
Wait. So these two brothers pull up and they stop at the stoplight. And I'm like, I wave them down. Dude rolls his window down real life.
Okay.
Dude rolls his window down. I say, don't he look like he got a kid and two mortgages? And the dude says, hell yeah. And then they pull up. And so then we get into the game.
TJ got randoms roasting you.
Bro. What is
we
up?
We get into the game.
Blueberries.
We get into the game. And so where the Sousa sit, there's like a section for there where handicapped people can sit. Like, it's wheelchair accessible. It's not funny.
Because Sousa phones, normally, they're handicapped.
Yes, exactly. So it's like a wheelchair. Yes, exactly. There's like a wheelchair accessible section behind us, right?
All
right. So I got this dude in a wheelchair to tell Eric that he looked like the alien from the movie Aliens.
Damn, bro. How does that make you feel?
And so then me and this dude made fun of Eric the whole game. Oh gosh.
Hey TJ, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm gonna eat another piece of fucking chocolate.
You know, don't choke on this one. Don't let it beat you
really
up either.
I appreciate you having me. I also appreciate you giving me some of your
Yeah, bro, because that shit's fucking refreshing. Fight. No, it's not refreshing. That shit just murders your thirst. It murders doesn't stand your a thirst. Chance.
And death to plastic.
Death to plastic. Death fuck them bitches.
As a sustainability
fuck plastic. All my homies hate plastic.
Yeah. Talk to Spencer over at Sweetwater. He's gonna set you up.
Hey, I'm with that.
Yeah,
I'm with
you guys.
That.
You guys need some audio equipment? Like, I'm telling you, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need to start a podcast? What do you need to start a video? You need cameras.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? You need a computer.
Yep.
Do you need microphones? Yep. What do you need? Guess what? Sweetwater's got you covered. Call Spencer. He's in Indiana. I'm not gonna put his telephone out number out there. It's 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. Put it out there. Do it. Call him. Start that podcast, baby. And then...
And you can also start quenching your thirst with...
I've counted. That's the 18th time we've pressed that button.
You don't know anything.
You know what's funny about that? I didn't count.
That was
so... You don't know anything.
That was on accident, but that was so...
I am a fan of the soundboard.
Thank you. Yeah. Normally, see, so like everybody else that comes on, when they hit the buttons...
They get
it
wrong.
I lose it. Like, I lose it, but because you've been accurate, I'm a fan.
Good. Almost as much as I'm a fan of.
All right, everybody, tweet and comment on everything Liquid Death, and just tag Gray Man, please.
We trying to get that bread.
I don't even care. I'm not even talking about money. I just want water.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on. So
look, listen.
So hear us out.
In Wakanda, we do not have water. Listen. We drink liquid vibranium,
and then
it is hot as hell.
And then Eric said that, and then.
But Liquid Death comes close to it.
Eric, how does it feel knowing like everything you just said is going to get cut?
We're just...
I don't care.
But we do.
That's too damn bad.
We're just four dehydrated boys.
Dehydrated?
Yep, that's the word I said. And, you know, just we need water. Liquid Death, please.
No, no cap. As listeners, I don't think y'all understand the amount of power you all have. And
it's insane.
So if y'all listen to
but
this...
But also, I don't care about you.
But I care about you. Devin doesn't. So when I start my show, y'all can come to my show because I'll care about you.
Yeah, go listen to TJ's show.
No, it's not out yet, but I'll get it together.
When he does, don't worry. It's gonna show up. Y'all gonna know about it. Anybody who's listening to this will know about that.
That's right. That's right.
I just want. Hey, can you pick up that foil, please? Because it has chocolate on it. It dropped on the floor.
I just want every customer caught it. No.
Okay, that's fine. Just
when I see you, I don't like you. Every customer ever.
Eric is on site with beef and also drink. Well, and then your finger wasn't ready.
I had a good one. But
you were about to finger blast me with the
almost like Liquid Death finger blasted my first.
Yeah, man. When Liquid Death,
bro, you ain't even trying no more.
It's crazy because it's like the Dawn episode hasn't even come out yet, and. I told TJ, I was like, Don did really good on plugging Liquid Death. And TJ was like, bet.
Okay, so here's the deal. Donovan's not my biological brother, but he's my brother.
He's
in
your
every
brother.
Sense
he's
of the
your
word.
Brother. Yeah.
We're not raised in the same household. Okay. We were not brought up by the same people.
Don't mind.
But he and I are the same idiot. And when I hear he
I can attest to that.
Let me pause you right there, TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day that Don worked, I worked with him, and right. Nate did not. The second day Don worked, me and Nate worked with him. Mm-hmm. And Nate came in and spent about 5 minutes with Dawn, looked at me and said, "You ever just TJ?"
So, and like, listen.
Bro, he leaves his cup in the same spot. Oh, he forgets his cup
Does
nightly really? In the same spot.
I don't know. Really? I don't know. He would
yes.
know.
He really?
Yes, I throw that shit away every fucking night he leaves oh, it from the same hilarious. Spot.
But I didn't do that after Devin told me not to do it anymore.
Yeah, you did it like two more times by just
Devin forgetting. Caught me. I didn't do it again.
He did it one time. He was walking out the door. Whoever was closing with him was about to lock the door. He said, "No,
yes,
hold
I
up."
Came back. Yeah, it was back. It was. I got in
it was
my car.
Lily.
I got in
Shout
my
out
car.
Lily.
I sat.
You're
down.
Welcome.
I was like, "Wait a minute." Oh no, because Devin, you had said you were going to be there the next morning.
Lily's a person we know,
a coworker, a friend, Lilo. A friend. In fact, we like Lily. So
Shout out Lilo.
I had to. I ran back and I was like, "Lily, no, don't close the door. I gotta go back in there and get the cup." And she looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Because you sounded like one.
I bet I did. But you didn't goddamn catch the cup.
But
did
you know what? The cup wasn't there.
That's right.
So you.
That's right.
So I look like one type of crazy person, but not the other type.
Goddamn right. I could not believe, like, when I turned around after close. I was doing a walkthrough right. of the restaurant. I looked over. I saw the cup in that spot. I said, "No."
It's like I said.
Mean, I don't want to take from either one of you because you are both very much your own
people.
Yeah,
no, he's his own person.
Oh, absolutely.
But we're the same idiot.
You know, you guys have a lot of similar mannerisms, mm-hmm. and that's what's so striking. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
so funny.
And just the coincidence behind just even something that small.
The amount of times we say, we'll just like something will happen and we'll look at each other and say the exact same thing,
yeah.
unprompted. Absurd. He, you can ask him. It's
bro,
like,
the amount of times Don's accidentally tripped me or hit me at work, it's crazy.
I got a lot of white friends. One of my best white friends is Jeff Curtis. Shouts out to my boy Jeff Curtis. I'll be sure he listens to the episode.
Hell yeah.
No. I worked with him at Paul's before I worked with you all. He's good people. Good people. He's
that's
my boy.
That's for you people listening in Ireland, Russia, and Germany.
Listen, that 0.1% is not, that's just some random dude that clicked by accident.
Paul's is a food market.
Correct. I worked in the delicatessen. I made sandwiches for a
Ooh,
living.
That's fancy as fuck.
Yeah, I was a sandwich specialist, son. Anyways, so my boy Jeff, I've known him for forever. I'm cooling with Eric one night. I'm like, "Let's go over to Jeff's house." I go over to the boy Jeff's house. All
right.
A bunch of the white homies is there. And sure. all the white homies are doing white people drugs.
Of course.
And,
as we do.
Correct. And Eric got involved with some of these white people drugs.
Whippets.
Whippets being the drug of choice in that particular
Was
occasion.
It Whippets like whipped cream or was it like...
It was actual
oh,
canisters.
Nitrous. Oh.
Yeah. So how many of them did you do, Eric?
I did 2, 3.
Eric!
So here's the deal. I did none of them because I was driving. And I'm responsible.
Well, good man.
Eric...
I love
did the whippets, and I did co-sign for these white people, so it's not like he was just going in blind.
You were like, they're cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So Eric does the whippets and goes to the bathroom, and what do you come out and say, Eric?
Oh, fuck. What was it? Oh, shit. I go.
What did he say?
Wolverine, bitch!
So if you don't know, when you do whippets, your voice gets very high.
Real? Well, then low.
Well, no, excuse me. It low. Gets very low.
Yeah.
And Eric took a hit of the whippet, did the I'm Rick James, bitch. Goes to the bathroom. Do you remember what you said when you came out of the bathroom?
Uh-uh.
You said this. He comes out of the bathroom. He looks me dead in my face and says, "Does my pee smell funny?"
What the fuck?
And I'm like, "Eric, I'm not going to go in there and smell your pee." But my boy Charlie did.
What?
And Charlie said his pee smelled funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We're going to be back next week with Steph and I think. I don't know. Nate, what's up?
All right, so yeah, next week we're going to be coming in hot and heavy, more than likely, with Stephen Carpenter. And then right after that, we will be having the return of Michael Kohler from Down to Earth. First time on the mothership.
Fuck the YMCA. Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm pissed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to play basketball and that 6'10 starts shooting threes and you just want to play point guard and he don't want to post up nobody?
6'10" and he's taking that 5'10"